All right, you can open your Bible to Luke chapter 14. And as you're doing that, I want you to think about maybe if you've made any New Year's resolutions this year, if you have in the past. You know, how are you doing on those New Year's resolutions, right? This is that time of year where all the gyms, they make all that money, right? Because you're determined, you're going to get in there, you're going to work out, you lose weight, all the Weight Watchers and all that kind of food, specialty food diet companies make a lot of money because people make New Year's resolutions. So I want you to think about if you made a New Year's resolution or if you have in the past. In 2019, Business Insider wrote an article about New Year's resolutions, and apparently, now this is back, you know, 6 years ago now, that only, well, 25% of people don't even stick with the resolutions for 1 week. I think the numbers are actually worse now. I'm wanting to say I read something even beyond that more recently, but this is what I pulled up. And only 19% of people actually stick with their resolutions for an extended period of time. That even seems a little bit high to me. But in this article, they give five reasons why resolutions fail. Number one, not ready to change. Number two, no self-monitoring. Number three, lack of planning. Number four, overconfidence. And then number five, not looking at what has to be given up. And so that reminded me of Luke 14, 27 through 30, which reads, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.'" So that makes me ask another question, right? How is my resolution going, right? And when I obey the gospel, I committed to God a life of obedience, a life of servitude. And, you know, have I kept up with that promise, right? When we obey the gospel, God says, "I'll remove your sins, I'll add you to my church kingdom," but we're also making a promise too in that. So have I kept up with that? And using those five things there, I think it'd be beneficial to ask ourselves some questions. Number one, was I sincerely ready to change when I came to Christ? I think lots of times, you know, most of us are pretty good people in our minds, and we don't really think that we need to change. Maybe that's the issue. Number two, am I self-monitoring? Right? Have I fallen down in my promise to God because I forgot to keep up with, you know, daily Bible reading, prayer life, being involved in the work of the church, those kind of things? You know, a lot of companies do annual reviews, of your work, and so I think that's something we ought to do. As much as possible, kind of review where we're at. And number three, did I fail to plan for success? Right? The time to avoid sin is before temptation arises. You know, did I commit to some vague idea, or have I decided to make a meaningful planned lifestyle change? All right, number four, was I overconfident? Right? Things are generally looking good when we obey the gospel, and maybe we think that we'll never have an issue or a problem, and then we're hit with a hard situation, and many times we fail. All right, number five, did I fail to count the cost? Right, there's a reason that Jesus uses that exact phrase here in Luke 14, right? This phrase in his teaching, you know, a sure way to fail is to underestimate what it takes to be faithful until the end, right? So New Year's resolutions are one thing, but a resolution to God cannot be taken lightly. Just some thoughts for you this week concerning resolutions, and hopefully we're all resolute in our obedience and our service to the Lord. So We have that opportunity right now. If anyone desires and needs to obey the gospel, we'll take care of that. Or if you've done that and fallen away, you want to be reconciled or restored, we'll help you with that. Or if you just need encouragement, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.